meant that the family was involved in the deal.
If Mr. Trump and his daughter Ivanka and son Donald Jr. are involved in the Russian Trump Tower deal, is it possible the whole family is conflicted or compromised with a foreign adversary in the months before the election?
Yes.
Based on your experience with the president and knowledge of his relationship with Mr. Stone, do you have reason to believe that the president explicitly or implicitly authorized Mr. Stone to make contact with WikiLeaks and to indicate the campaign's interest in the strategic release of these illegally hacked materials?
I'm not aware of that.
Was Mr. Stone a free agent reporting back to the president what he had done? Or was he an agent of the campaign acting on behalf of the president and with his apparent authority?
No, he was a free agent.
A free agent that was reporting back to the president what he had done?
Correct. He frequently reached out to Mr. Trump, and Mr. Trump was very happy to take his calls. It was free service.
Roger Stone says he never spoke with Mr. Trump about WikiLeaks. How can we corroborate what you are saying?
I don't know, but I suspect that the special counsel's office and other government agencies have the information that you're seeking.
Moving on to a little later in 2016, a major WikiLeaks dump happens hours after the Access Hollywood tape is released. Do you believe or are you aware of Mr. Trump coordinating or signaling for this email dump?
I am unaware of that. I actually was not even in the country at the time of the Billy Bush tape. I was in London visiting my daughter.
Knowing how Mr. Trump operates with his winning at all costs mentality, do you believe that he would cooperate or collude with a foreign power to win the presidency? Is he capable of that?
It calls on so much speculation, ma'am. It would be unfair for me to.
I understand, but you have a tremendous amount of experience.
Mr. Trump is all about winning, and he will do what is necessary with
the next to win. And experience, would he have the potential to cooperate or collude with a foreign power to win the presidency at all costs?
Yes.
Based on what you know, would Mr. Trump, or did he, lie about colluding and coordinating with the Russians at any point during the campaign?
So as I stated in my testimony, I wouldn't use the word colluding. Was there something odd about the back and forth praise with President Putin? Yes, but I'm not really sure that I can answer that question in terms of collusion. I was not part of the campaign. I don't know the other conversations that Mr. Trump had with other individuals. There's just so many dots that all seem to lead to the same direction.
And finally, before my time expires, Mr. Cohen, the campaign and the entire Trump organization appeared to be filthy with Russian contact. There are Russian business contacts. There are campaign Russian contacts. There are lies about all of those contacts. And then we have Roger Stone informing the president just before the Democratic National Convention that that WikiLeaks was going to drop documents in the public arena that we knew at that point were hacked and stolen by Russia from the Democratic National Committee.
The gentlelady's time has expired. You may answer her inquiry.
My question is,
quickly,
given all those connections, is it likely that Donald Trump was fully aware and had every intent of working with Russia to help make sure that he could win the presidency at all costs?
Okay. So let me say that this is a matter that's currently being handled by the House Select and the Senate Select Intelligence Committees. And so I would rather not answer that specific question other than just to tell you that Mr. Trump's desire to win would have him work with anyone. And one other thing that I had said in my statement is that when it came to the Trump Tower Moscow project, it was worth hundreds of millions of dollars. And We never expected to win the election. So this was just business as usual.
Right. Thank you, Mr. Cohen.
Great of Tennessee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ranking Member Jordan, the chairman in this committee have promised members of the American people a fair and open process. Yet the Democrats have vastly limited the scope of this hearing. They've issued a gag order to try to tell members of this committee what we can and cannot talk about. My colleagues on the other side of the aisle claim that they want the truth, that they want transparency and fair oversight. Yet the Democrats' witness to testify before Congress today is none other than a scorned man who's going to prison for lying to Congress. Let that sink in. He's going to prison for lying to Congress, and he's the star witness to Congress. If you read the sentencing report on Mr. Cohen, words like deceptive and greedy are scattered throughout that report. It paints a picture of a narcissist, a bully, who cannot tell the truth, whether it's about the president or about his own personal life. But today, he's the majority party's star witness. If the Democrats were after the truth, they'd have an honest person here testifying. And if they were really after the truth, they'd not restrict the questioning to just a few topics. But let's take a look at those restricted topics. Mr. Chairman, the first topic in your limited scope that I can ask Mr. Cohen is about the president's debts. But Mr. Chairman, didn't Mr. Cohen plead guilty to lying to banks about his personal finances? So we're asking a guy going to jail for lying about his debts to comment about the president's debts. He's the expert. Mr. Chairman, your next couple of topics say that I can ask Mr. Cohen about the president's compliance with financial disclosures and campaign finance laws, but didn't Mr. Cohen on two occasions break campaign finance law with his own donations? So again, the majority party's star witness on the president's compliance is a guy who broke compliance laws himself. Mr. Chairman, you graciously allow us to ask questions of Mr. Cohen on the president's dealings with the IRS and tax law. Your star witness here broke the law with regards to the IRS at least five times. He pled guilty on cheating on his taxes, lying to the IRS. He's the best witness you got. Next up, with the permission of the chairman, I get to ask Mr. Cohen about his perspective on the president's business dealings. Let me get this straight. The witness lied to multiple financial institutions to get loans to pay off other loans just to keep himself afloat, and he's going to be the expert on business practices. Obviously, Mr. Chairman, the witness may produce documents that he suggests incriminates the president, yet he lies to banks. All of those lies were done on fraudulent documents, documents that he forged. Nothing he says or produces has any credibility. Apparently, he even lied about delivering his own child, which his wife had to correct the record. Ladies and gentlemen, how on earth is this witness credible? With all the lies and deception, the self-serving fraud, it begs the question, what is the majority party doing here? No one can see this guy as credible. He will say whatever he wants to accomplish his own personal goals. He's a fake witness, and his presence here is a travesty. I hope the American people see through this. I know the people back in Tennessee will. And with that statement, sir, I have a few questions of the witness. With your loss of your law license, I think you mentioned in your opening statement that you had been disbarred. What is your source of income in the future?
I don't expect I'm going to have a source of income when I'm in federal penitentiary.
What, is there a book deal coming or anything like that?
I have no book deal right now in the process. I have been contacted by many, including for television, the movie. If you want to tell me who you would like to play you, I'm more than happy to write the name down.
I'm sure
that I will also like to turn around and just to correct your statement on me. No.
Well, let me ask one other question, though. I only have a limited amount of time.
No individual.
One quick question. Who paid your expenses to be here today?
Who's paid my expenses?
To be here today.
I paid my expenses.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to yield the remaining of my time to the ranking member.
Mr. Cohen, how many times did you talk to the special counsel's office?
Seven.
Did they talk to you at all in preparation for today's hearing between the 7 times you talked to him prior to your sentencing. Have you had any conversations with the special counsel's office between sentencing and today?
I'm sorry, I don't understand your question.
You talked to him 7 times. That's in the sentencing memorandums that were in front of the court back in December. What I'm asking is how many times have you talked to the special counsel's office since then up to today's appearance here in Congress?
The gentleman's time has expired. You may answer the question, though. That one question.
I'm sorry, I don't have the answer to that.
Mr. Maloney.
I'll come back to that.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And Mr. Cohen, in your 10 years of working for Donald Trump, did he control everything that went on in the Trump organization? And did you have to get his permission in advance and report back after every meeting of any importance?
Yes. There was nothing that happened at the Trump organization, from whether it was a response, as the Daily Beast story that you referred to, ranking member, that did not go through Mr. Trump with his approval and sign off, as in the case of the payments.
How many times did the president, Michael, ask you or direct you to try to reach settlements with women in 2015 and 2016?
Yeah, I'm sorry, ma'am. I don't have the answer to that. I'd have to go back and try to recollect. It's certainly the two that we know about.
And why do you think the president did not provide the accurate information in his 2017 financial disclosure form? What was he trying to hide? He corrected other forms, but he didn't correct this one.
The payments on the reimbursement of the funds that I extended on his behalf.
Can you elaborate more?
Well, going back into the story, as I stated, when Alan Weisselberg and I left the office and we went to his office in order to make the determination on how the money was going to be wired to the IOLA, the interest on a lawyer's account, for Keith Davidson in California, I had asked Alan to use his money. Didn't want to use mine, and he said he couldn't, and we then decided how else we can do it. And he asked me whether or not I know anybody who wants to have a party at one of his clubs that could pay me instead, or somebody who may have wanted to become a member of one of the golf clubs. And I also don't have anybody that was interested in that. And it got to the point where it was down to the wire. It was either somebody wire the funds and purchase the life rights to the story from Miss Clifford, or it was going to end up being sold to television, and that would have embarrassed the president and it would have interfered with the election.
But the president has never amended his 2017 form to this day, and while you're facing the consequences of going to jail, he is not.
Well, I believe that they amended a financial disclosure form, and there's a footnote somewhere buried. I don't recall specifically what it says, but there is a footnote buried somewhere.
Can you describe, Michael, to the American people?
Well, this is kind of going nowhere with Mr. Cohen. We were seeing more nothing burger, quite frankly. And a lot of this stuff is stuff that's already been out there in the ether. We already know about it. It's rehashing. But you see, it's a whole new melodrama, a whole new drama to be played out because we haven't been seeing this before. That's, at least for like the last 2 or 3 months, we haven't been hearing about it. Been taken off, and now you're getting reintroduced to the Democrats that are now on the House committee in the majority. And even Debbie Wasserman Schultz, but Debbie Wasserman Schultz is a shining star here. Remember, she's the one who's still under investigation for wiping clean her servers. I'm sorry, it was the lost servers with the Iwan brothers. Remember that? That's Debbie Wasserman Schultz. So, this is the game. Is it we're coming back new now. We're going to give you the truth, the real truth and nothing but the truth. these scandalous affairs that were rocking Hillary Clinton. This is all still about keeping Hillary Rodham Clinton clean and out of jail. This is all still related to Comey. That's what this is. It's a deep state operation, and Cohen is rolling over. But there's nothing here so far that I've seen or heard that indicates that Trump's in trouble. You know, that's why I say there's a nothing burger going on here, and they're going to try and make something out of it, just like they did the dossier, and they got away with it for a while until people started, of course. See, now they don't want to talk about the dossier. And even with Cohen's own testimony, there's no there for the Russian collusion. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Doing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. What is really going on? After listening to this, I couldn't stand it anymore. Major lying going on. And it's all part and parcel. You know, he's completely flipped over to the other side because he doesn't want to go to jail. They're offering, you know, I still want to find out the answer from Jim Jordan as to whether or not there are seven times in which he met with the special counsel. Did he meet with the special counsel just before the hearing? Because, you know, that would show a whole line of suspects that were meeting with Michael Cohen, all on the left, and Tom Steyer, the guy who's putting up millions of dollars to impeach Donald Trump. He was holding special parties, and who was there but Elijah Cummings? he was there at the party, special parties, and he was there. Anyway, just a few things going on. We had a story earlier about we're going to get this tomorrow. Actually, we got a guest coming in tomorrow to talk about Alabama is suing in federal court against the fact that California has 10 representatives in the House that they shouldn't have, based upon illegal immigrants who are here in the population. And now that's something that's going to bear big time. That my understanding is that this is now going to the Supreme Court for a decision. And this could just absolutely throw into complete chaos the 2020 election, based upon the results of the 2018, 2016, and 2018 election, and the proper apportionment of House of Representatives to California. So, you know, I don't know, the Supreme Court take into account these elections and throw them out or what? I don't know, but I do know one thing, that this is going to be kind of earth-shaking against California. Which, you know, gee whiz, what's wrong with California, right? Well, I think everybody's kind of really wondering about that right now. Of course, we all know financially and everything else. So is this just another blow against California? And, you know, what in the world are they thinking about? This great article that came out the other day about Donald Trump's war on California to stop socialism meant for 40 million people. And it's an interesting article. Part of it was written by a Steve Frank. And Michael Grunwald of Politico. And it's I think it spells really the whole scenario that we've been looking for, or we've been talking about here. Steve Frank writes this part of his blog. President Trump is trying to save the 40 million people of California from the Socialist Democratic Party killing education, public safety, and families in California. Great jobs are leaving the state, and illegal aliens are replacing them on the streets and freeways of the state. The media thinks making California a better place is a war, when Republicans have only 25% of the membership of the Assembly and State Senate, no constitutional offices, and only 7 of 53 members of Congress. We need someone to stop the march to a totalitarian state by the Socialist Democratic Party. Well, welcome to my world, Steve. And, of course, you've heard me say this for years. I'm glad somebody's perked up. Thanks to President Trump, we have an office holder willing to stop higher taxes, bad regulations, terrible schools, radical environmentalists, and even want to throw cows out of the state. But not illegal aliens. The media hates it when Republicans promote the fight for the people, not the state. Now, this comes from Michael Grunwald's article. President Donald Trump loves bashing California. It's ridiculous. Sanctuary cities, it's gross mismanagement of its forests, even the disgusting streets of San Francisco. He also enjoys slagging California liberals like House Intelligence Committee Chair Little Adam Schiff, House Financial Services Committee Chair Low IQ Maxine Waters, and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who has behaved so irrationally and gone so far to the left that she has now difficulty to officially become a radical Democrat. On Wednesday, after Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom decided to scale back the state's troubled high-speed rail project, the president gleefully mocked it as a green fiasco. Send the federal government back the billions of dollars wasted. Now that the progressive Democrats are pushing for a California-style Green New Deal to fight climate change, and progressive California Senator Kamala Harris has become a front-runner for the Democratic nomination to challenge Trump, the president's allies have begun framing 2020 as the last stand against the hippie-lefty Californication of America. Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk has warned that Democrats want California to be the blueprint for America. Now, of course, we're telling you that. That's exactly right. They want California to be the blueprint. One going after the other, after the other, after the other. Now, how many times have we made this point? Now, I'm really glad Politico and other people are starting to see what we have been saying and what you used to scorn us as saying. I don't want to sound a little bit bitter there, because I'm not. But the bottom line is, how many of you have called me names about this when I've been right all along? Somebody in this article has done that and criticized me openly. That's okay. I can take it. But I'm right, and I'm glad you're agreeing with me at this point in time, because it's pretty obvious that you are. This is some of the other things he talks about. California is doing awesome, says Congressman Ted Lieu, an immigrant from Taiwan who co-chairs the Policy and Communications Committee for the House Democratic Caucus. It's a beautiful, welcoming, environmentally friendly place that proves government can work. Who wants to run against that? Tell it to Ronel Singh. California is now the world's fifth largest economy, up from eighth a decade ago. It's a socialist hellhole that someone nurtured. Apple, Google, Facebook, Tesla, Uber, Netflix, Oracle, and Intel, not to mention old economy stalwarts like Chevron, Disney, Wells Fargo, and the Hollywood film industry. California firms will attract more venture capital than the rest of the country combined. While its farms produce more fruits and wine than the rest of the country combined. During the Great Recession, when the state was mired in a budget crisis so brutal that its bond ratings approached junk, and it gave IOUs to government workers, mainstream media outlets were proclaiming the death of the California dream. But after a decade of steady growth that has consistently outpaced the nation, plus a significant tax hike on the wealthy, California is a much sounder fiscal shape. While federal deficits are soaring again, the state has erased its red ink and even stashed $13 billion for rainy day fund. Okay, that's all completely wrong. That is all completely wrong. Of course, every state is a little better economic shape than others, but California has enjoyed its recession or its renaissance while pursuing policies Republicans and associates with economic ruin have experienced. It has an $11 an hour minimum wage and so on. So he's singing the praises of California as the greatest economy. But the fact is, that is not true. There is no $13 billion rainy day fund. Or, you know, I've heard 13, 16, and 19. He says 13 here. I've heard 19 in others. I've heard 16 in others. There's no rainy day fund at all, period. Never has been. Now, you add on the reality check for California in that they missed their numbers for tax revenue in December. They missed their numbers for tax revenue in January by $3 billion, as we say. And they're going to miss it again in, and that's not even the $9 billion that's owed by the federal government, plus another $4 billion for high-speed rail, blah, blah, blah. And marijuana, down $1 billion. So you start at, you know, start adding up $1, 2, and 3 billions of dollars, and that starts to become real money. And that's the accumulation effect that's happening to California. A little hint for California. You're not going to get the taxes that you, the revenue from the taxes you thought you were going to get for February and March and April and May and June and July and for the foreseeable future. New California, anyone? We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented my pillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
My pillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee my pillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Right now, we are definitely on Oroville Dam watch mode. The the water has been coming in like crazy into the dam. They're about at least 789 feet, about 790 feet. So we're getting to that. I was predicting last night when I was looking at the numbers, we'd get around above 800 feet probably sometime today. Now, that's kind of interesting for those of you that are maybe not really aware of what's going on here. The Oroville Dam was neglected for years from a maintenance and upkeep standpoint. Money, millions of dollars over years, just out of Oroville Dam, but billions of dollars were stolen and reappropriated to other areas by the governor and other bureaucrats, if you will, of California. And that's one of the reasons why the infrastructure in California, from the roads to the dams to the bridges to all elements of California's infrastructure that's been built by the government of California, are they're doing terrible. Their roads are breaking up. You know, I was getting a call last night. I was talking to somebody. They were talking that the rain has come to Northern California in a heavy way. And, of course, what happens is the roadway starts to crumble. Duh. And then we get flooding and things like that, which is kind of typical. But we have what's this Pineapple Express or, you know, an atmospheric river, as they call it. A lot of it is really very much geoengineered. And the geoengineering people, here's their problem. Over time, people are able to see exactly what they're doing, and they understand the technology, and they can see where they're applying technology to create rain or drought or whatever. And clearly, this has been a geoengineered storm that we're having here. You know, I don't know how many. They were predicting at one point last night 15 inches of rain in about a 5 to 6 hour period today. What? I mean, that was like, just roll, you know, just your 15 inches of rain coming in overnight. And it looked that way. I mean, with the tracking of the storm clouds and so on, which you can easily do in satellites these days, it was starting to look that way. Now, then it broke up, and now we're down to like a, you know, 4 incher. So that's what we're supposed to be getting. But in the meantime, the Oroville Dam, which nearly failed, it was in failure mode back 2 years ago. Actually, 2 years ago at this time, the predominant story that was out there was about Oroville Dam. And so we're worried about it. We're on watch mode right now, DEFCON 3, I would say. We started out at DEFCON 2 just to watch the place and make sure that the dam doesn't give out. And, of course, they manage it properly. The dam is woefully mismanaged. It always has been mismanaged. The Department of Water Resources does a terrible job, and they're not very truthful about what is going on. In fact, the funny thing about they did this road show. They went basically around the communities. I applaud them for that, you know, informing the communities, having town halls and things like that. I think that's all good, but you got to tell the truth about what's going on. And so many times their stories were so there was just enormous disbelief when people were hearing. And then here we have the day and age, and government people just don't apparently get this, where we can fact check their information, and we go to their information that wasn't there. It was kind of like, what? What is up with that? And so, you know, then people compare. They realize they're lying. And then oftentimes there would be question and answer. People would ask questions, and they'd lie about their answers, and people are just shaking their head because the people would know, the crowd would know. And the other person who was being questioned, they would know what the answer was, but they weren't answering it truthfully. So that was creating, you know, you can see what kind of trouble that would create. So now we have this situation that's developing, and what they have done, they have taken the spillway, the main spillway of the dam that was the part that was broken before and was gouging out huge crevasses and canyons in the side of the hill. That one, the dam itself and everything else that you can see around the dam and getting into the dam is, it looks like it's fixed. I mean, they did the main spillway. They did the emergency spillway, and that looks kind of cool the way they kind of got it stair-stepped down there. So it begs the question, are they trying to do a test? A test of this brand new spillway. Get that water up there and run it through the gates and see if it works just fine. Now, I got a problem with that. They seem to be shutting off all the outlets right now because you do have some outlets. You got some outlets at the bottom of the dam in which you can drain water out. That's really about the only way you can get it out unless you're talking about running it out to spillways. But the water has to get to about 813 feet, which it's not there yet, but it is at about 790-some feet. So you see we're getting pretty close. But that takes a lot of water to fill up that top part of the lake there. So it could be some time. I'm saying around this afternoon maybe. And that's actually very quick in terms of how these things work. But there's so much water in the watershed that I don't think it's going to be that difficult to fill it up. So they fill this thing up. They get it up there. Are they just going to run a test, or what are they going to do? Are they going to leave the gates closed? If they leave the gates closed because, oh, we want to test the emergency spillway, that's a problem. Get that water overtopping again the weir. What they're saying, though, is that they're going to close the gates and seal them. That's what they said in a press release the other day. Now, whether or not that's going to happen, and when they seal them, it goes up over this emergency spillway. I don't know why they'd want to do that. I don't know why they'd want to test it. So why aren't they letting out the water right now? And this is where we're at. We're at 40,000 CFS. Now, or CSF, I guess it is. This is the deal. There's zero on the output side. In other words, there are gauges all up and down around the dam and all up and down the rivers that are around there. And these gauges will tell you how much water is inflowing versus outflowing from the dam. And they're very easily read. And once you get the knack of looking at the grid and seeing it, you recognize it. But right now, you've got an out, at least a half an hour ago, it was 789 feet. That's like really close to 790. And then your inflows at about 48,000, and your outflows zero. So they're holding on to the water and allowing the water to rise. That's just common sense. And in a time, in a place in which the water is coming out of the sky like you can't believe, and we believe all geoengineered, by the way. Well, that's called man-made climate change. That really is man-made climate change. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented my pillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the cowboy hat.
Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. And we've had some difficulties, we think we've worked out, with some of our transmissions around various parts of the country. And apologies for the digital signal not getting to you for whatever reason. And we think we've nailed it. So we're back and everything's copacetic. Anyway, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and we'll have the shows up for you on the podcast. You can listen to today's show and all the other shows, because we have good content here on Agenda 21 Radio. All right, so we've got the Cohen mess going on. I quite frankly, you know, I turned it off. I said, enough is enough, right? I mean, enough is enough to see what's going on with this clown. Let's see. I'll go back, and I'll take one more little look, because we have just a 30 seconds to see what is going on there. We'll see if we can, who's asking questions. Here we go.
Wrote that he had had ongoing discussions with
he's asking the Democrats,
Soviet officials
questions.
Back then to build a luxury,
Stephen Lynch,
large
Democrat
luxury hotel
Maryland.
Across from the Kremlin in partnership with the Soviet Union. So at that time, it was the Soviet Union.
Well, see, we have to go back to the Cold War, right? Everything to make a point that's not there. Anyway, they're going with Cohen, and it's not going to work. I don't think it's going to work. I think looking and just listening with you guys today, he looked weak and pathetic, which is my interpretation. I think there's no there. Once again, it's all old news that they're rehashing. Anyway, strange times that we live in, but I can tell you one thing, New California's on the rise. That's the exciting part of things. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and also newcaliforniastate.com, and check out the website. We've got tons of information about the new state movement. Stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network. This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to the children in Northern Ireland about peace, when he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. Please remember to visit our website, a21r.com, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. We're following along Michael Cohen testifying. Dribble, dribble, dribble. I mean, all I can say about Mr. Cohen in his testimony is it's a nothing burger. Again, I'm going to repeat that. I see it as nothing more than a nothing burger. The information that he put it out there on his 20-page dossier that we were just listening to, and we're coming back for over the top of the hour, and we've got some more questioning going on. It looks like Michael Cohen and Jim Jordan are going at it. Sparring. Let's listen in here real quick.
First, I've never known a lawyer wait 3 years to get paid.
I guess he thinks it's important.
All right. With that, I yield to the gentleman from Arizona.
Well, thank you. Mr. Cohen, you know, you're a disgraced lawyer. I mean, you've been disbarred. And so I'm sure you remember. Well, maybe you don't remember. Duty of loyalty. Duty of confidentiality. Attorney-client privilege.
Just
I think the
things.
Gentleman over your right side actually understands that very, very well and wouldn't do what you are doing here today. So let's go back at this credibility. You want us to make sure that we think of you as a real philanthropic icon, that you're about justice, that you're the person that somebody would call at 3 o'clock in the morning. No, they wouldn't. Not at all. You saw Mr. Comer dissect you. Right in front of this committee, you conflicted your testimony, sir. You're a pathological liar. You don't know truth from falsehood.
Sir, I'm sorry. Are you referring to me or the president?
Hey, this is my time.
Are you referring to me, sir, or the president?
When I ask you a question, yes. I'll ask for an answer.
Sure.
Now, are you familiar with Rule 35 of the Federal Rules and Criminal Procedures?
I am now.
Oh. So the committee understands that you've been in contact with the Southern District of New York. Is that true?
I am in constant contact with the Southern District of New York regarding ongoing investigations.
And part of that application is to reduce sentencing time, is it not? Yes.
There is a possibility.
Yes, the answer is yes.
No, it's not, sir.
Yes, it is.
Okay,
it's
not.
And so testimony here could actually help you out in getting your sentence lessened, isn't that true?
I'm not really sure how my appearance here today is providing substantial information that the Southern District can use for the creation of a case. Now, if there is something that this group can do for me, I would gladly welcome it.
Well, I got to tell you, America's watching you. I've been getting texts right and left saying, how can anybody listen to this pathological person? He's got a problem. He doesn't know fact from fiction. And that's what's sad here, is that you didn't do this for Donald Trump, to protect Donald Trump. You did it for you. This is all about you. This is all about this Twitter feed and
wow.
Let me read one of those. Another one.
Brutal.
Women who love and support Michael Cohen, strong, pit bull, sex symbol, no nonsense, business oriented, and ready to make a difference.
1,000 followers.
Ready to make a difference against the law. That's pretty sad. Over and over again, you know, we want to have trust. It's built on the premise that we're truthful, that we come forward. But there's no truth with you whatsoever. That's why that's important to you, to look up here and look at the old adage that our moms taught us. Liar, liar, pants on fire. Mm. No one should ever listen to you and give you credibility. It's sad. It's sad that we have come. In fact, I want to quote the chairman's very words. This is a real... Hold on.
Gentleman's time has expired.
Sad state.
Mr. Cooper.
Mr. Cohen, several times in your testimony, you state the bad things that you did for Mr. Trump. And at some point, you apparently changed your course of action. There's a recurring refrain in your testimony that says, "And yet, I continued to work for him."
Yep.
But at some point, you changed. What was the breaking point at which you decided to start telling the truth?
There are several factors. Helsinki, Charlottesville, watching the daily destruction of our civility to one another, putting up silly things like this.
Oh, that's silly.
Really unbecoming of Congress. It's that sort of behavior that I'm responsible for. I'm responsible for your silliness because I did the same thing that you're doing now for 10 years. I protected Mr. Trump for 10 years. And the fact that you pull up a news article that has no value to it, and you want to use that as the premise for discrediting me, that I'm not the person that people called at 3 o'clock in the morning, would make you inaccurate. In actuality, it would make you a liar, which puts you into the same position that I am in. And I can only warn people, the more people that follow Mr. Trump, as I did blindly, are going to suffer the same consequences that I'm suffering.
What warning would you give young people who are tempted, as you were? Would you encourage them not to wait 10 years to see the light? What advice would you give young people, in particular young lawyers, so they do not abuse their bar license as you did?
Look at what's happened to me. I had a wonderful life. I have a beautiful wife. I have two amazing children.
The altruism is just unbelievable from this guy, being a pathological liar. And now he's trying to save the world. He's saving the world because, you know, he knows how to save the world. I find it amazing that he's even up here, but of course they're trying to give him some sort of validity, if you know what I mean, as to how he can save the planet, I guess. The next thing that's going to be happening, he's going to be talking about climate change and how global warming comes from mankind. I mean, this is going to be next. And, of course, he's surrounded by all those people who believe in that. So why not just make that jump? And then he's going to say it's Donald Trump who's probably responsible for global warming, which would put him at odds with everything else. Anyway, we're going to continue to cover this. We're going to come back after the break and... give you a little bit more of this whole situation going on with Michael Cohen and his testimony before the House. I find it amazing that we're even at this point in our history. But, you know, this is the circus. This is the circus. This is what the left has wanted. And, again, Lanny Davis is the designer of all this, and they have worked very carefully to stage all this that you're seeing in this hearing with Tom Steyer. Now, Tom Steyer is an avid entrepreneur. He's a billionaire, multi-billionaire, who wants to impeach Donald Trump. And so they had several gatherings last night, I guess, one of them involving Elijah Cummings, the chair, a party type of thing, to encourage the impeachment of Donald Trump and bring in, of course, Michael Cohen. I find it amazing that this is going on, but it's going on. Anyway, we got a break coming up. When we come back from the break, we got a little bit more going on with Mr. Cohen. Then we'll get some jump in one more segment, I think, of Mr. Cohen. We'll We'll flash into that, and then we'll jump right all over a whole bunch of other stuff here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. A lot of things going on there. Constitutional Convention has been set. It's going to be May 17th and 18th. May 17th and 18th. Anyway, thanks for listening. We'll be right back. And remember to visit our website, a21r.com and newcaliforniastate.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Here on this whole thing with Michael Cohen testimony that he has had. And again, I normally wouldn't allow this to go through, but I know a lot of us, there are a lot of you out there listening on our digital broadcast, you don't get these kind of stories all the time. So we're going to run as much as we can and get as much out of it, much detail. I think it's very, very telling what's going on. I'm not buying any of it, obviously. And this is, again, we have been discussing these stories for months, and the thing that they're kind of leaning on about Hillary Clinton emails, and you got these. See, they're trying to flip the script on the whole, this, and we're talking about the Democrats now, and they're, I'm thinking about Debbie Wasserman Schultz. She was asking some questions about the Hillary Clinton emails and all this other good stuff, and how Julian Assange, you know, was talking to Donald Trump and Roger Stone and all this stuff, and he was in the room, and you know, that is, we knew that. We've not, this has been known. And it's not that big a deal. But now, of course, I guess it is a big deal, right? Because it's a different time, different month. that was months ago, and now they're bringing it back. And they've got their side of the story they're going to tell on that. And, of course, that doesn't really change the story in and of itself. But they're just retelling it with their own emphasis. Anyway, we're going to rejoin the testimony that's being given right now by Michael Cohen, the rat, the fixer, but Donald Trump's former personal attorney.